Proverbs chapter 30. The sayings of Agur, the son of Jakal, an oracle. The man declared, "I am weary, O God, I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be human, and I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor do I have human knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ever ascended to heaven and come back down? Who has grasped the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and expose you as a liar. Two things I have asked from you. Do not deny them to me before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me just the food I need. For if I am full, I may deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or if I am poor, I may steal and dishonor the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their father and do not bless their mother. There are those who are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not cleansed from their filthiness. There are those, oh, how arrogant are their eyes, and how their eyelids look with disdain. There are those whose teeth are swords, and their fangs are knives, devouring the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among humankind. The leech has two daughters, crying, 'Give, give.' There are three things that are never satisfied, yes, four, that never say, 'Enough.' The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is never satisfied with water, and the fire which never says, 'Enough.' The eye that mocks a father or scorns to obey a mother will be plucked out by the ravens of the valley and be eaten by vultures. There are three things that are too wonderful for me. Yes, four I do not understand: the way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a woman. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says, 'I have done nothing wrong.' Under three things the earth trembles, under four it cannot endure: a servant who becomes king, a fool who is full of food, an unloved woman when she gets married, and a handmaid who supplants her mistress. There are four things that are little on the earth, yet they are exceedingly wise. The ants are creatures not very strong, yet they store up their food in the summer. Rock badgers are feeble, yet they make their homes in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they all march forth in ranks. The lizard can easily be caught by hand, yet they are found in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their stride, yes, four that strut out: the lion, which is the mightiest among beasts and does not retreat for anything, the strutting rooster, the male goat, and the king leading his army. If you have foolishly lifted yourself up or have plotted evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as churning milk produces butter, and punching the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife."